This is Real Estate News with Kathy Fedke.
California property owners, developers, and affordable housing advocates are scoring a big win from the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court ruled that local impact fees imposed on newly constructed homes can be challenged in court. This is a significant win for property rights because these fees can add a substantial amount of money onto the price of a new home. I'm Kathy Fedke, and this is Real Estate News for Investors. The case began with a lawsuit by George Sheets in California's El Dorado County. That's in the foothills heading towards Lake Tahoe. Sheets is a 72-year-old retiree who applied for a permit in 2016 to build an 1,800-square-foot manufactured home on a small lot that's zoned for residential use. The county then imposed a traffic mitigation fee, or impact fee, of $23,000. Sheets disputed the fee, but eventually paid it so he could build the home, and then he sued the county. At the state level, his attorneys argued that the fee was inappropriate for the impact this home would have on traffic. The county won its case by saying the fee was imposed by legislation and not by administrators. By legislating the fee, the county said it did not violate the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment. The Takings Clause states that, quote, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation, unquote. Sheets then took the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. He received support from the National Association of Home Builders and the California Building Industry Association. They wrote in an amicus brief that the nation's high court now has an opportunity to eliminate a loophole which allows government entities to make demands for unconstitutional conditions. And Sheets won big from all 9 Supreme Court justices. Justice Amy Conan Barrett wrote the opinion saying, there is no basis for affording property rights less protection in the hands of legislators than administrators. The Takings Clause applies equally to both, which means that it prohibits its legislatures and agencies alike from imposing unconstitutional conditions on land use permits. The SCOTUS ruling puts the Sheets case back into the hands of the lower courts, which will decide if the $23,000 fee was an unconstitutional, quote, taking. That sets a precedent for other homeowners, builders, and developers to challenge these fees in court, and they can be very expensive. One thing the ruling does not resolve is at what point the fees become unfair or unconstitutional, but developers now have legal recourse. And some of these fees seem like easy legal targets because the fees are so high at a time when California needs to make more housing affordable. In a study several years ago by the Turner Center for Housing Innovation, it found that impact fees ranged from $21,000 to $157,000 in 6 California cities. The city of Fremont had the highest fees, and Sacramento had the lowest. Other cities in the study included San Francisco and Roseville at about $35,000, and Oakland at about $60,000. Irvine is close to the Fremont level at just under $150,000. Plus, this study was done in 2018, before the last few years of inflation. Multifamily projects are also getting hit, but the fees are not as dramatic as they are for single-family homes. Developers and affordable housing advocates say that limiting impact fees will help make housing more affordable. According to the California Association of Realtors, only 15% of California households could afford an $833,000 median-priced California home in the fourth quarter of last year. As reported by The Real Deal, impact fees have become very important since the 1978 passage of Prop 13. That's the law that limits property tax increases for municipalities that rely on those taxes to pay for streets, parks, schools, and other infrastructure. Now that the costs for building a home have skyrocketed, these fees have come under close scrutiny. The National Association of Realtors commented on the El Dorado County case saying, quote, at a time when many buyers are struggling to afford to find properties, government action must create certainty and stability in the housing market to promote development, support homeownership, and protect private property rights, unquote. Well, that's it for this episode. You'll find links to our source material in the show notes at newsforinvestors.com. And get your ticket. It's the last chance for our San Francisco live event, well, South San Francisco, on May 4th. We'll be showcasing 6 property teams from around the country who will tell you why their markets are so strong and how they've been able to find rental properties that cash flow for our members. We'll also be holding a cocktail party, and I'll be giving my 2024-2025 housing forecast. I'm Kathy Fedke. Thanks for joining me here on Real Estate News for Investors.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to newsforinvestors.com.